Second verse. In houses which Allah has permitted to be exalted, and that His name may be remembered in them, there glorify Him therein in the mornings and the evenings, men whom neither merchandise nor selling diverts from the remembrance of Allah, and the keeping up of prayer, and the giving of poor rate, they fear a day in which the hearts and eyes shall turn about, that Allah may give them the best reward of what they have done, and give them more out of His grace, and Allah gives sustenance to whom He pleases without measure. The Holy Quran 24:36-38. This verse is only the continuation of the previous verse, which has been just discussed. It means that these guiding lights and the radiant imama and khalifa shine in some houses and in some families as permitted by Allah, and Allah has decided that due to their making up and for honoring them to raise them high, or He has ordered to recognize the dignified heights of these families and to believe in their imama and khalifa.
Some have said that what is meant by their houses is the mosques, as it has been said that the mosques are the houses of Allah on the earth, which provide light to those in the sky just as the stars provide light to those who are on the earth. And some have said that they are the houses of the prophets, as the Lord Almighty says, Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanness from you, O people of the house, and to purify you a thorough purifying. The Holy Quran 33:33. And He has also said, the mercy of Allah and His blessings are on you, O people of the house. The Holy Quran 11:73. Sheikh Tabarsi has said that, in houses which Allah has permitted to be exalted, are those houses that belong to the messengers and the absolute legatees, and that permitted to be exalted means giving honor and removal of impurities, and to keep them clean of disobediences and sins. Some have said that permitted to be exalted means asking of their needs from Allah, and that His name may be remembered in them, means the name of Allah is being recited in them. They say Quran is being recited therein, or Allah's beautiful names are being read therein. There glorify Him therein in the mornings and the evenings, means in them, every morn and eve, Allah's holiness is being described. Some have said that it means offering of prayer, and some have said that it means Allah's being clean of those things which cannot be attributed to Him, and to relate those attributes to Allah which rightfully belong to Him, all of which are made up of wisdom and reason. Then, it is mentioned as to who are the reciters of glorification. So Allah says, men whom neither merchandise nor selling diverts from the remembrance of Allah, and the keeping up of prayer and the giving of poor rate, they fear a day in which the hearts and eyes shall turn about, that Allah may give them the best reward of what they have done, and give them more out of His grace, and Allah gives sustenance to whom He pleases without measure. The Holy Quran 24:37. This is the literal translation of the verse, and now some traditions are being given in this regard. Both Shias and the Bakris and Omaris have narrated from Bereda that when the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recited this verse, a man got up and asked, O Messenger of Allah, which are those houses? The Hazrat replied, they are the houses of the messengers. Thereafter, Abu Bakr got up and asked, pointing towards the houses of Ali and Fatima, Alayhimas Salam, are these houses also included in those ones? The Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, replied, yes, rather they are the best of them. Shahzan has narrated from Ibn Abbas that, I was in the mosque when someone recited this verse. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, which are those houses? The Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, replied, they are the houses of messengers, pointing towards the noble house of Fatima, Salam Allah alayha. Muhammad ibn Abbas has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Muhammad ibn Fozail that Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam, was asked about the meaning of this verse. He replied that here house means the houses of Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, and that the house of Ali, alayhimas salam, is also included in them. From other reliable chains, the same Imam is reported to have said that here houses means the houses of Ali Muhammad, which means the houses of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali and the Lady Fatima and Hassan and Hussein and Hamza and Jafar, alayhimas salam. They glorify him therein, in the mornings and the evenings, means the prayer which is being offered in the hours of grace. Then, in praise of them, Allah says, men whom neither merchandise nor selling diverts from the remembrance of Allah, and the keeping up of prayer, and the giving of poor rate, they fear a day in which the hearts and eyes shall turn about. That, they are a few males and that, none else has been included in them, and has, thereafter, said, that Allah may give them the best reward of what they have done, and give them more out of His grace, and Allah gives sustenance to whom He pleases without measure, which mean the things which have been reserved for them, like making their love and obedience obligatory, and calling their residence paradise. The Blessed Kolaini has narrated from Abu Hamza Somali, Rahmatullah Alayhima, that, once Ghatada Basri came to Imam Bagir, Alayhis Salam. The latter asked him, are you the jurisprudent or faqih of Basra? He replied, yes. The Hazrat told him, woe unto you Ghatada! Doubtlessly the Creator of the universe has created a group, and has given it His hoja or proof over His creation. So, the group said, are the pegs, like mountains, on earth who stand, keep steadfast, on the command of Allah. They are noble, because of the knowledge of Allah, and Allah chose them before creating the universe. Those fine bodies were on the right side of the throne, Arsh. Hearing this, Ghatada remained silent for quite some time, and then said, by Allah, I have remained in the company of religious jurisprudence, faqihs, and have also sat with Ibn Abbas. But at no time, have I ever experienced the restlessness before them, as I am experiencing now in front of you. The Hazrat asked, do you know before whom are you sitting now? You are sitting before the residents of those houses in praise of which Allah has said, in houses which Allah has permitted to be exalted, and that His name may be remembered in them. You are sitting there, and are before the one of that group about whom Allah has mentioned this verse. Ghatada said, by Allah, you have told the truth. May Allah sacrifice me for you. By Allah, this house is not made up of bricks and cement, rather this is the house of nobility and high grace.
The Blessed Kolaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, in the explanation of the verse of houses, the Holy Quran 24:36, that it means the houses of apostles, prophets, true wise men and the leaders of guidance. This is the meaning of the handle of the belief by which the preceding believers were saved, and the followers of the 12 infallible imams of guidance, will be delivered from evil. In Qais Sal, Imam Mas'akazim, alayhi salam, is narrated to have said that, Allah has made four of them, the noblest of all houses, as He has said. Surely, Allah chose Adam and Nuh, and the descendants of Ibrahim, and the descendants of Imran above the nations. The Holy Quran 3:33. It is narrated in Ihtijaj that Ibn al-Qawa has narrated from Amirul Mu'minin, about the meaning of this verse that, and it is not righteousness that you should enter the houses at their backs, but righteousness is this that one should guard against evil, and go into the houses by their doors, the Holy Quran 2:189. The Hazrat said, we are houses about which Allah has ordered to enter through doors, and we are the threshold of Allah, and His houses through the doors whereof people should proceed towards Allah. So, the one who obeyed and followed us, and believed in our imama and vilaya, entered these houses through proper doors, and the one who opposes us and gives grace to others over us is entering the houses through the back. The gist of these verses is that Allah has placed the light of guidance, prophethood, imama, and khalifa in these houses, and the light or nur is, right from the time of Adam to Ibrahim, alayhim as-salam, reaching from one to the other, and from there it ended or finally reached the holy forefathers of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefrom it reached the holy prophet, and from there it was transferred to his honorable legatees, and Allah decided that this family should remain high-ranking, and famous till eternity and should remain the residence of Imama and Khalifa, and that the world should continue to shine with their light of knowledge, and that their residence and houses should continue to be honored during their lives, and that people should come to them for getting divine knowledge, and divine codes of life, and that after their passing away their shrines should be honored, and kept clean of impurities, and that their houses should be respected, and their obedience should be considered compulsory, and people should not deviate from following them.
The third verse. And, as for those who disbelieve, their deeds are like the mirage in a desert, which the thirsty man deems to be water, until when he comes to it, he finds it to be naught, and there he finds Allah, so he pays back to him his reckoning in full, and Allah is quick in reckoning, or like utter darkness in the deep sea, there covers it a wave above which is another wave, above which is a cloud, or layers of utter darkness, one above another, when he holds out his hand, he is almost unable to see it, and to whomsoever Allah does not give light, he has no light. The Holy Quran 24:39-40. As, in the previous verses, faith, knowledge, messengership, and imama have been compared with nur or light. Now these two verses give the examples for the behavior of disbelievers who are contrary to the holy personalities. It is mentioned that, those people who belie Allah and His Prophet, their deeds are like a mirage in deserts. The thirsty considered them water bodies, and when he reaches there, he finds nothing but Allah's chastisement, and the reward of his misdeeds from Allah, and very soon Allah is to take an account from the creations. Or the example of the deniers is like the darkness in deep seas, and the surface of the sea may be covered by a big wave, then another wave over it, and then by dark clouds overhead, that is, darkness over darkness, and when the drowning person stretches out his hand, which is the most apparent of all his body organs, he is unable to see it, even and the one whom Allah does not give light has no light at all.
Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, and as for those who disbelieve, means Bani Umayyah, and what is meant by which the thirsty man deems to be water, is the thirsty hypocrite, Osman ibn Affan, who leads Bani Umayyah towards the mirage, making them believe that it is water, and when they reach there, they get nothing except divine punishment. In the tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, is quoted that, which the thirsty man deems to be water, points towards the first and the second mischief, Abu Bakr and Omar, and that by utter darkness in the deep sea is meant, the third mischief, Osman, and that by there covers it a wave above which is another wave is meant, Talha and Zubair. Above which is a cloud, or layers of utter darkness means, the trouble raised by Muawiyah and all Bani Umayyah. When the man draws out his hand in the midst of the darkness of these troubles, it is not possible to see. And to whomsoever Allah does not give light means, the one for whom Allah has not made an infallible imam from Bani Fatima, will not have any imam in Qiyamah, in whose light he can walk.
The fourth verse. In another verse, we read, on that day you will see the faithful men and the faithful women, their light running before them, and on their right hand, good news for you today, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein, that is the grand achievement. The Holy Quran 57:12. The Imam said that on the day of Qiyamah, the Imams will be lights for the faithful who will walk before them, and on their right, so as to lead the Shias to the palaces in Paradise. The Blessed Kolaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has, somewhat differently, yet with reliable chains of narrators, narrated this tradition, and so also Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated it from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, or like utter darkness in the deep sea is an indication to the first, Abu Bakr, and the second, Omar, and that by, there covers it a wave means, the people of Jamal whose commander was Aishi, Battle of the Camel, Safin whose commander was Muawiyah, and Nahrwan or Kavarij. Above which is another wave means, Bani Umayyah. When he holds out his hand, he is almost unable to see it, means when Amirul Mu'mineen took out his hand, in their mischief and darkness, it was not possible to see, that is, he was giving them good counsels, but people did not accept, except the one who believed in his imamah and vilayah. And to whomsoever Allah does not give light, he has no light means, the one for whom Allah did not provide an infallible imam in this world, will not have any light in the hereafter, that is, he will have no imam to guide him towards paradise.
The fifth verse. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Apostle, and the light which we have revealed. The Holy Quran 57, 12. Most commentators have said that, in this verse, light means the Holy Quran. The Blessed Kolani and others, Rahmatullah Alayhim, have, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that he said, by Allah. In this verse, what is meant by light, are the Imams from the Ali Muhammad till the Day of Judgment, and by Allah, only they are the light of Allah both in the skies and on the earth, whom Allah has sent. By Allah, in the hearts of the believers, the light of the Imam is shining more brightly than the sun, and by Allah, these dignitaries are keeping the hearts of the faithful shining, and Allah hides their light from those whom He wills, whereby their hearts remain dark and nobody befriends us, and none believes in our guardianship, our vilaya, unless Allah makes his heart clean, and Allah does not clean the heart of anyone, until one becomes obedient to us, and does not come in our company. In the place of safety. When he becomes obedient to us, Allah protects him from hardships, and keeps him safe from the severe terror of the day of Qiyamah. On the basis of this interpretation, sending them down on earth is from the viewpoint of sending their holy souls towards their holy bodies. It is like ordering them, after their attaining the high position of acquiring the highest rank in spiritualism and radiance, to engage in the work of conveying the message and inviting creation. So that association with the creation is like coming down from a high place, as Allah says, we sent down, or from the angle that, as is mentioned in some traditions, that, the Almighty Lord made their holy light live in the loins or soul of Adam, or it indicates that, He sent down their love, and vilaya on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also possible that the Noor may mean the Quran from the viewpoint that, as has been proved earlier, only these people are, the talking Quran, and, the real Quran, and only they are its bearers and explainers, and that a large part of the Holy Quran has been revealed in praise of these dignitaries. Hence Noor is compared with them, and this reason is the most clear of all reasons and, about the meaning of this verse, there are many traditions that will be mentioned afterwards.